a progressive downtown Syracuse church established by a group of Christian abolitionists, has its first African American pastor. Plymouth Congregational Church has a nearly 170-year history of fighting against slavery, poverty, and war. Reverend Eric Jackson says it's essential that he builds upon its rich legacy of welcoming everyone.
I'm an African-American pastor in a predominantly white denomination. To have a congregation like Plymouth that is so intentional about that commitment is something that's deeply important to me, and I think it's a value that I can really help to deeply enhance.
We wanted someone that we knew was interested in our personal lives and our together lives as part of the church membership, who would be able to care for us individually and collectively.
That's Mark Richardson, who was on the search committee for the new pastor. Reverend Jackson brings 12 years of ministry experience after serving in New Hampshire and New York City. The pastor says he appreciates Plymouth's commitment to inclusion.
We are a truly welcoming congregation. And to know that at Plymouth, those barriers that people might have experienced in other congregations, such as exclusion, such as experiencing a place where, you know, they just did not feel like they belong, it's our hope that they can find belonging here at Plymouth.
To me, being a Southerner, and I'm 70 years old and grew up in the South, and so I saw the opposite. It's what Jesus told us to do. And people who would deny minorities and immigrants rights are reading their Bibles incorrectly, or not at all.
Mark Richardson says the church is a sanctuary and embraces immigrants.
We realize that there is such a thing as white privilege. Now, that's not why we ask a black minister to come in, but obviously understanding that is something that eventually, whenever we all get to know and trust each other completely, we can start attacking some very serious things.
Churches have to think about, what is it that makes us come alive? What is our deep sense of purpose? Because sometimes that can get lost in the institutionalism.
The Reverend says the goal is to bring people together for worship, energize, and transform lives. In the past, Plymouth donated money to help the rescue mission build a home for the LGBTQ youth. Richardson says those are the social justice matters the church needs to work on, with Reverend Jackson leading the way. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.